Brad Locke.
And I'm Dalton Milton.
And you're listening to Prep Rally, a podcast covering high school sports in Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hey, folks, welcome into a new episode of Prep Rally. It's June 27th as we're speaking here. Another Wednesday, and Prep Rally's back. We took last week off, didn't we, Dalton?
Yeah.
Because you were out of town.
Yeah, I went on vacation for a week. It was a...
You went to Hattiesburg. I don't know if I'd call that a vacation.
I didn't work for a week.
Well, okay. Fair enough.
So that counts. But, it felt like it was 2 days long, so I'm back now, though.
Well, hopefully I'll get to take some time off in a couple of weeks, but still hard at it as we near the end of June. You know, Dalton, some people would say that June is the busiest month of the high school sports year.
I have heard that.
They don't hand out any championship trophies, that at least not that matter, but there is a lot going on. There is. I mean, we've been out at 7-on-7 football. We've been out at summer league basketball. You're going to be at some baseball tonight. The NIMCAB tournament wraps up this evening over in New Albany, so we'll have that in the Thursday paper along with some other stuff. There's a lot to keep us occupied, which is really good, Dalton. We don't need to have that much free time to ourselves. So we've got a lot to talk about today on this program, which comes to you every Wednesday. Just a reminder, you can catch Prep Rally in iTunes or any of your podcast apps, or can stream it online at preprally.djournal.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at DJournalPreps. Let's talk some basketball, Dalton. We've gotten to take in a little bit of girls basketball lately. You and I both went up to Blue Mountain, in fact, on Monday. Had some good teams, some of our good area teams up there. We saw West Union, saw New Site, we saw New Albany. Let's start with New Site, Dalton. Of course, they made the 2A finals last year and lost to Ingomar, which a lot of people have lost to Ingomar. But, Ingomar's got some pieces to replace. New Site's, they've lost some good players too, most notably Madison Farr, but they've got some key pieces back. What did you see there? How are they shaping up for next season?
Well, I saw what I thought I was going to see. And, last year in that big run they made to the finals, Madison Farr was just so dominant.
She was.
And she ended up averaging right at 17 points a game, I think 7 rebounds. And it's just a huge loss for them. They lost a couple of Mackenzie Downs and Libby Loden. They were kind of the bigger girls. They kind of had a presence inside, and they don't have that right now.
Right.
But they have 3 sharpshooters.
So yeah, they do.
They return Chloe Hammock, Macy Chambers, and Hannah Campbell, the sophomore that can shoot lights out almost.
Yeah.
And I saw her hit a lot of threes the other day, which was good. You know, I think Chloe and Macy, they didn't really shoot as well as they usually do. That's what they're going to be kind of relying on, I think, next year is on offense is just kind of hitting a lot of threes, kind of shooting, trying to get hot at the right moments. But their defense was just as gritty as it always is.
Yeah.
You know, they play – it's not a press, but they just always put somebody on – they're always somebody pressuring you, 2 people pressuring you, somebody closing in on you at all times. And they didn't lose a step there losing those 3 girls. So they did that over and over and over again the other day. And, you know, just – I guess they've shown that over and over again this summer, though, because, you know, they're like – 29-6 now after yesterday. I think they won 3 games yesterday. So
yeah. Byron Sparks will have them as a big factor again in 2A, and you know we'll catch up with Ingomar at some point. Of course, again they lost that big senior group that was there for so long, and won 3 consecutive state titles in 2A. And they've got Garibeth Self returning. They've got Lauren Thompson returning. Got some really good young players that will have a chance now to kind of make their mark. And Trent Adair, of course, he's a great coach. But this could be an opportunity for New Site this year to kind of get over the hump, get past Ingomar maybe.
Yeah, and you know those 3 shooters are kind of going to lead that team. But they had about 3 or 4 girls. I think they had 3 the other day. One wasn't there that are kind of rotating in and out, trying to learn that post position, try to give them a little presence inside.
Right.
So I think that happens. You know, they get 1 or 2 solid girls down there, and with those 3 outside shooters, it's going to be tough to beat them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not going to say that they can beat Ingemar, because I don't know. But, you know, after talking to a couple of the girls after the games the other day, you know, the expectations are super high there. And, you know, they expect to get back to the championship and hopefully win one. So
yeah, certainly. Another team we saw was Shannon's girls. I had a little something in today's paper, in fact, about them. In particular, point guard Ciara Jackson, going to be a senior, had a great season last year. She was a third team all area, averaged 17 points. 7.4 rebounds as well, 6.2 assists, and 5.1 steals. She's a stat sheet stuffer. Say that five times fast, Dalton. Stat sheet stuffer. Ciara, not a lot of size, but boy, is she fast. I mean, she can get to the hoop in a heartbeat. And she that was on display on Monday. She was beating her defender early and often. Shannon, you know, reached, I think it was the second round, lost to Ripley. In the 4A playoffs, just one win shy of Jackson. They should be in the mix to get that far again and maybe get to Jackson. Now, they lost three starters, but they've got Ciara back, and they've got Zania Bogan back. She's hard to miss. She's 6'3". She's a load in the post, and she's, you know, she's one of those players that was kind of raw last year, but she had a big game, really, against Pontotoc in the division tournament, the 2-4A championship game there that Shannon won. And she's developing, becoming a little more agile, a little smoother in her play, and she's just, I mean, you can try to double-team her, Dalton, but just most teams don't have somebody that can keep her off the block, and then once she gets on the block and gets the ball, you can't block her shot. You just kind of have to hope she misses.
Yeah, and, yeah, you can't guard 6'3" in high school, really, in girls especially. And one thing I saw last year when I saw her play was it was kind of – she was kind of defensively, she kind of struggled. But I saw the other day whenever she was playing, you know, she was getting block. And I know you talked to the coach and saw a quote where it said she's learning how to block inbounds now.
Yeah, that's a big thing. A lot of players, they just know how to swat the ball. But there is a skill to not only blocking it but keeping it in play, because most of those blocks will come near the basket, near the baseline. And keeping it in play and giving your teammates a chance to get the ball and get the turnover and get the other way and get Ciara Jackson in the open floor. And so that's a really, really good 1-2 combo they have, inside-outside combo between Jackson and Bogan. And Coach Warren Jennings going to try to fill in around them. And he's got some talent. I saw some other players that I think have some real promise there. So Shannon certainly should be a factor in 4A. Another team that will be a factor in 4A, Dalton, saw them yesterday, went over to Pontotoc and saw Pontotoc's girls. They were among several teams that were over there playing, along with Ripley and Tishomingo County and South Panola. And so it was a long day of hoops. I got there early in the afternoon and took in some of the action and talked with some coaches, including Kyle Hurd, who's entering his second season at Pontotoc. Of course, he took over for Bill Russell, who is a coaching legend, was at Pontotoc for 20 years, and then took the head coaching job at South Pontotoc before last season. But Kyle's got a lot of pieces back. Mary Kate Butler was the biggest piece he lost from last year, but he's got no seniors this year, but still a lot of experience, a lot of players that played. I think he started two freshmen, two sophomores last year, and one of those will be his returning point guard, Jaden Spears. So, and you got Angela Middleton. You've got Samaya Brooks, who played a lot as an eighth grader. Still has, and she's what, 6'1", and she's you know, still has a lot of development because she's so young, but a lot of promise. He's just got a lot of talent to work with.
Yeah, when I saw him last year, Sky Vaughn really impressed me. You know, freshman last year, but It seemed like every single time they did something, it was a freshman that was scoring, or a freshman that was grabbing the rebound when I saw them. And I remember talking to him, and he's just like, we're so young.
Yeah.
We're so young. And Mary Kate Butler, you know, hit a few threes that game as a senior, and she's gone now. They're going to miss that, that where they could just pass it to her and she can knock down a three in the corner.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're going to be good again.
And you mentioned Vaughn. She's their best defender, and she was not able to play. I didn't see her yesterday. She was not there, and Spears was not there. They had other things going on. Like, I think Vaughn was at softball or something. But
yeah, this guy's a pretty good softball player.
Yeah, she is. Very good athlete, and she'll kind of lead them defensively. But they've just got a really good balance there, front court, back court. And I just, you know, it's one of those teams that has a lot of potential, and they're going to be good for a while, it looks like, because Kyle has a lot of good young talent that he's developing there at Pontotoc. And they've added a really nice piece with Dee Shepherd. Going to have a little something in the paper tomorrow about this, Thursday. But Dee Shepherd, The point guard from Houston has transferred to Pontotoc, and she'll be a junior, so she's got 2 good years left.
She's young also.
She is. And, again, like I said, she ran the point for Houston. She's not going to do that as much. Kyle wants to use her more as a wing player, which will be a good fit for her because he's already, again, he's got Spears at point guard. He's got Allie Beckley going to be, I think, a freshman who will be the backup. Dee Dee will run the point some because she's experienced, has pretty good size, and I saw her yesterday, man. She's very, very athletic, has good handles, can shoot the ball, still needs to learn maybe when to shoot sometimes, but seems like the best fit for her will be at the 2 or 3 spot. And, I mean, she averaged 15 points a game last year, Dalton. I mean, that's a – it reminds me a little bit of when Ingomar last year added Jataja Jones when she transferred from Pontotoc to Ingomar. Jataja, I think, is just a top shelf player. I think Dee Dee could be that, but again, she's got some development, but she's obviously very talented. Younger sister of Uriah Shepherd. You should know that name. Former Houston quarterback. So Pontotoc looks to be in pretty good shape. One other team, real quick, I want to talk about New Albany's girls. Misha Washington entering her second year as head coach. She was assistant coach for a couple of years before taking over for John Stroud. New Albany had kind of a down year last year. I think they went 9-21. Mm-hmm. But Misha, only 24 years old, former New Albany player, won a state championship there with the Lady Bulldogs as a player. She likes what she's got coming back, and she does have some. And they look pretty sharp out there on Monday.
Yeah, Monday they did not look like a 9-21 team.
No, they didn't.
I'll tell you that. They dominated, I think, what, every single game they played.
Yeah, and they've got some athletes, and it's just, I think, just a matter of just getting some of that experience and getting used to her as being the head coach. And she likes the attitude of the team. You know, despite the adversity of last season, you know, they had some nice moments, and she thinks they really seem to have the belief that they can get better and build on that. So look out for New Albany in 4A this year as well. Let's switch gears to football, Dalton. It's We're still about 7-8 weeks from football season, maybe less. I don't know. I haven't done the math.
Practice should start in about a month?
About a month from now, practice will start. So, yeah, we're probably in the 7-week range. Math is not my strong suit, but it's getting close anyway. We've been going out to some 7-on-7 at Tupelo. You went out on Tuesday. I went out the week before. I did a story on Hunter Jones, the Amory quarterback. Talk about him for a second, Dalton. He's going to be a sophomore. Had a really good freshman season. Amory as a team struggled a bit, but Hunter had a really good season. I expect Amory will be back to form this fall. He threw for 2,000 plus yards, 15 touchdowns, just 6 interceptions in 12 games. A small kid. He's like 5'8", 150 soaking wet, but he's elusive. Which comes in handy when you're that small. And he can throw the ball pretty well, Dalton. I think you've seen him play. He's got a pretty good arm and is good at placing the ball where it needs to be.
Yeah, I've never seen him in an actual official game. I've seen him in practice. I've seen him in a couple 7-on-7s, and he can sling the ball.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. And, you know, that kind of shows as a freshman, you know, 2,000 yards, 15 touchdowns, whenever. It kind of seemed like that I don't think he was the primary guy that –
Right.
You know, he's the starting quarterback last year, but, you know, they had J.J. Jernigan, who was kind of the primary guy on that team.
Yeah, the running back,
and,
yeah.
He's graduated now, so I think, you know, they're probably going to open up that. And, you know, especially with Trendon Gillen out there on the outside.
Yeah, he's quick.
He can definitely do better than that. I mean,
yeah,
it's hard to believe that he's only a sophomore after such a good year.
And Alan Glenn, the head coach, told me that at times last year they had to kind of – the coaches had to remind themselves, oh, wait, this kid's only 14 years old. I mean, it was the first time Alan said that he'd ever coached a team with a freshman starting at quarterback. It's, you know, and at the 4A level especially, it's not an easy thing to do, and Hunter Jones really acquitted himself well, and he's still only 15 years old, but he keeps working to get better, and Alan Glenn really likes the talent and the promise he has there, and so we'll see what Hunter can do this fall. And then yesterday you went out to Dalton, and speaking of quarterbacks, you got to catch up with New Albany's starting quarterback, Loden Bolin. And New Albany with the new head coach, Cody Stubblefield, was actually hired in the spring as offensive coordinator. Then Jake Hill stepped down after spring, and Cody taking over. So kind of one of those deals where you've got a new coach, but you've gone through a spring with him. And Loden Bolin likes what they're doing offensively, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, you know, he ran the spread last year. I think he was in 10 or 12 games, had a kind of an up-and-down season.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think he finished with 11 touchdowns, 11 interceptions in that spread offense. And I don't know how much different this spread offense is going to be from that one. I think they said it's going to be tweaked a little bit.
Right.
More of an air raid, but, you know, he comes back after – this is his third year to start. It will be his third year to start, and he has all of his receivers. They lost – well, they lost the leading receiver and they lost the leading rusher, but everybody else is coming back.
Yeah, and Cody Stubblefield previously at Tupelo, so has done a good job wherever he's been.
Yeah, and, yeah, they went 23-2 his 2 years there, and you know last year they had the best offense in 6A.
Yeah,
and you know, he was telling me yesterday, he said, you know, they had skill guys at Tupelo, so they ran this kind of air raid offense there, and then he said they've got skill guys at New Albany. Of course, you know, there's a gap there of talent.
Sure.
But he said it's kind of might kind of look the same as what he ran at Tupelo because they kind of have the same format and same kind of guys out there. So you know, with those skill guys, you know, they're really excited for the year. Loden Boland was he just kept saying over and over again how excited he was and how he thinks they're going to have a good season. He's happy to have all those guys come back on the outside and have experience. I know there's two seniors out there, Jaden Deaton and Zach Ball, and then they got Isaiah Cochran. He's a sophomore. He's going to kind of play that slot. And then there was another kid mentioned that was a freshman or sophomore that I can't remember his name right now, but he was also mentioned to be in there. And all those guys had over 200 yards last year, 250 yards, a couple touchdowns receiving. So,
yeah,
you know, they don't have the most experience, but they have some.
Yeah, yeah. And New Albany, you know, they had a couple of bad years there, and then Jake Hill kind of got them going back in the right direction. So we'll see if Stubblefield can build on that. All right, that's it. That's all the time we have for this episode of Prep Rally. Thanks for joining us. Again, coming to you every Wednesday. You can catch us on iTunes, any of your podcast apps, or online at preprally.djournal.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at djournalpreps. Dalton's on there as well, at dlmiddleton8. I'm on there at Brad Locke. All right, we'll be back next week. Until then, have a good one.